Can you hear the music?
No.
You can't hear the music?
No.
Drop your hands and pretend like you can hear it. Fuck yeah. Not a lot of people can hear it. Seems to be 50-50. You really can't hear that.
I can't hear it.
I'm going to start tallying that up for Gord. You know, Gord from the Second Act podcast, he said, I wish I had a tally of everyone that could and could not hear it. Most people can. And I'm like, no. So in the last couple of weeks, that's more people that cannot hear it that can.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is pretty wild, man. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. Shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that, you know, intro, outro music. And this week on the podcast, man, a guy who I think is content's fucking fire right now.
Appreciate it.
Mark Fenario. Is it Fenario or Fenario?
Fenario.
Fenario. Are you like, are you Italian?
Yeah. I'm not personally, but, you know, family.
I'm not personally. No. Not
I'll eat the pasta all day long, but someone, that's about
somewhere,
it.
Someone somewhere on the, during the line.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like my wife. You know, I say she's black all the time. She's 20% Nigerian, right? But she's whiter than the snow. You know, like it's crazy. And then, you know, my kids could have been black except for they're like 1/16th or something like that. So like, not very much, right? So
yeah,
they're like 40% Irish or some shit like
there
that.
It is
like they'll definitely huck potatoes at you, but they're definitely
there you go.
yeah fuck yeah, man. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. I had the day off today. You know, today's my Sunday, so I go back tomorrow, but pretty chill day so far.
Yeah, man. I got off a little early today. We ran out of material. Weird. And so we ran out of material. And the boss is like, hey, man, let's go home early. So like, it's a right now where we're working in like northern Saskatchewan. Like when I say fucking northern Saskatchewan, I say northern Saskatchewan. Like you probably don't even know where northern Saskatchewan is. But
no clue.
No, but like it's like lots of trees and lots of bears, and like there's like four wildfires burning out of control around us.
That's
and
nice.
Like smoke is terrible. And like the other day I was driving by and you could see the plume of smoke just started rising like right on the riverbank. And like that's a fire that's about to pop off. Like the helicopters are dropping water all around us. They're actually getting us a little wet. And like wow. Yeah, and fucking the other day, at the end of the day, one of the helicopters went by, and then shortly after, a big bomber went by. And he was really low. I'd never seen that before. That was so cool.
That'd be something to see.
Yeah, man. It was pretty badass, dude. And yeah, so I'm in northern Saskatchewan, and we're working right now. There's nothing for us to stay in up there, so we're working an hour and a half. We're staying an hour and a half away from site. So we're driving 3 hours a day.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I'm getting paid for 3 hours a day, so
you know, why not? There. Can't complain at that point.
It's a hard drive though. Hard drive.
I bet.
Yeah, it's like you go this way for half an hour and then you turn and you go that way for an hour. And like that is the worst part because there's no cell service either on site. There's none. There's no cell service on site. There's none after you when you drive that half an hour, you have cell service for that half an hour. And then you turn and you lose it immediately.
It's gone.
Gone. And then all day long. Yeah, none.
What are you doing, like 10, 12-hour shifts? What's your actual shift supposed to be?
So we go basically because we have to be off the road. I'm doing road construction for the summer. I work in the oil patch in the winter.
Right.
And we have to be off the road. No, we can't be working past 14 hours. We used to be able to work 18 hours or more, or 18, 20 hours. We can't do any more than 14 now. So we have to be off the road by sundown, right?
So that's including the drive time?
Yeah, that's including the drive time. So, right now, roughly, you know, we're working roughly eight hours on site, 9 hours on site, drive back that hour and a half. Yeah, we're getting 13-ish hours ish. A day. Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's pretty good. I don't mind it. You know, we're supposed to be in and out of here in 10 days. It's looking like, you know, 10 days is a loose 10 days.
Right? Yeah. Estimated 10 days.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty, it's been pretty good, man. I recently got into these things here. You bet, smooth iced tea.
Huh.
Yeah, man. I'm, dude, fucking incredible. I don't know if you got them down there, but check.
I haven't seen them. I haven't even heard of them.
Yeah. I gotta crack one anyways. Anyway, fuck yeah. Yeah, Chris Barber got me into them. I don't know if you know who Chris Barber is, but he got them when I was at his house a few weeks back. He's like, hey, man, you want a drink? And I'm like, I got to drive, man. And he's like, ah, you'll be here for hours, right? So then he popped me up one of these, and then I got on the waters, and I got hooked on these. So.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That must be rough, though, working on the road. Props to you guys.
You know what? It's September. It was -1 this morning. So, you know.
Celsius?
Yeah, -1 degrees Celsius. What is that? Let's see what that is in Fahrenheit. The calculator tells you everything you need to know now, which is crazy. Temperature. So -1 Celsius to Fahrenheit. Okay. Fuck. Okay. There we go. Come on. -1 is 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's 30 degrees Fahrenheit, -1 Celsius. The frost covered the grass this morning. Just, you know, sign of things that are on their way, right? I don't know how cold it gets in Oregon, but
not too bad. Last year was wild. The swing in the winter, because we work outside, you know, with the rails and everything. If I'm not operating, I'm doing groundwork, climbing on the rail cars. And with the wind factor, it was -1 degrees Fahrenheit.
What is that? What is that? I know at -18. That's as cold as it got.
It got that, and then in the summer that year, it got up to 115 degrees Fahrenheit.
God, let's see what that is now.
It was a...
46. We would die. Canadians would die at that.
Like, it was such a wild swing that year.
We're getting wildfires at, like, plus 30, plus 35. We set Canadian temperature records this year for September, and it was, like, plus 36 or something like that. Like, we would die at that.
Yeah, I've seen videos of people in, like, England that they use Celsius. And I forget what the temperature was, but like, oh, it was this, you know, all summer. We're dying. And I look it up. It's like 70 degrees, which is like nothing here. That's like shorts, you know, T-shirt. So it's just funny. But, yeah, it was a wild swing last year.
I've worked in as low as -56 I've worked in. So -56, let's see what that is in the metric
freedom units.
Yeah. -68 Fahrenheit.
Lord, that is insane.
Yeah, yeah. That's so -40 is like, you know, you expect that in the winter up here, right? Yeah. I'm up in Fort McMurray and all them like northern Alberta, northern Manitoba, Saskatchewan towns. I've worked in, you know, you expect, you know, any day when you wake up in a winter day in the oil field, it's -40. -40 is like, you know, but there's a difference. -40 with no wind, very beautiful. Beautiful.
Right.
You go outside, you lean back, you're like, yeah, this is great. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have myself a good day. The wind picks up, the fuck you are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, here we have, you know, we have dry heat, which is fine, whatever, that's doable. But then it gets super muggy and humid, where it just feels like you're wearing a hot, wet towel over your skin all day. Yeah. That's the part that's miserable.
I've been to Miami, and when I went to Miami, so we got off the plane in Orlando, right? It was plus 15 degrees Celsius, and the pilot's like, it's a beautiful plus 15 on the ground, and I just come from minus 48. So I was like, fuck yeah. But it was windy and it was cold. It was a cold plus 15, right? I was like, shit. And so we went to Orlando, but we had a hockey game to go to, Panthers versus the Leafs in Miami. So we drove down. We got in the rental car and we drove down to Miami or up to Miami, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, I think it is. And we get there, and it was cold when we left in the morning. I'm wearing a sweater and track pants. I opened the door to the car, and the heat knocked me on my ass. Like, it pushed me on my ass. I had to go and change into shorts and a t-shirt in the back seat. I'm like, nope, we're done. Nope.
Yeah, it's crazy how different the weather can be.
Oh, yeah. But the muggy heat, right? I'm from Southern Ontario, Toronto area, right? You know where Toronto is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm from Toronto area. And, yeah, like, same, man. Southern Ontario heat just very comparable, right? Very comparable. It's super – like, I think the hottest I've ever worked in up there was, like, plus 50. And, like, you couldn't even escape it in the shade.
Right.
So plus 50 in Canadian – Jesus. So plus 50, 122.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Why do you guys got to do the imperial shit? Like, what is up with that?
I don't know.
The fucking world is on the metric system. Like, you guys can't even be like meters, right? Like Google Maps. I was in Idaho last weekend, right? And it's like, you'd think after you get down to like the last 500 meters, it'd be like, you know, turn left in 500 meters. Nope, it goes feet. It goes to feet. It's like, 20 feet? You want me to turn in 20 feet? Like, come on.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I think there's only like one other country that uses the same metric, you know, same measurements that we do.
What's that?
So some random country. I don't even know. I'm American. I don't know of anything outside of America. It doesn't pertain to us, so.
Yeah, it's like fucking, oh, man. It blows me away, dude. It, like, freedom units, you know, like, jeez.
Yeah, we decided to get free of Britain and dump their tea in the harbor, and all of a sudden we just start making up all of our own stuff.
Yeah, you're just like, hey, you know what, not today. What's a good British name? Not today, Winston Churchill. Dump your shit in the fucking harbor, like, fuck you, right?
And then, yeah, so we don't pay taxes, and now we pay a ton of taxes anyway. It's like, that was pointless,
man. I was just in Washington, like, when I went to Idaho, I went over to Washington to go to Target and TJ Maxx, and like, I took my kids to a Golden Corral for the first time. Oh my God. Right. And like, the taxes over there, I was looking at the taxes and I'm like, fuck this. And I dip back to Idaho. Right. So Idaho is one of the least taxed states, or is the least taxed state in the union. And then you go to Washington, which is like one of the most taxed states. Right. I was paying the equivalent of 88 cents a liter. Like, to fuel up. You don't know what liters are because, once again, imperial. But like, yeah, you guys pay like three, I think it's like two something other places is like 88 cents a liter. Like, if you guys paid what we paid, you'd be paying like $7 a gallon.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What's nice about Oregon, though, is we're one of two states. We don't have sales tax. So, you know, every other state you go and you buy something at the store and you pay tax. We don't do that here.
Same with Washington.
Washington does it? Do they stop?
Yeah. Maybe they started. I don't know. But like, when I went to Washington, I went to Seattle, oh geez, 10 years ago. The lady was like, she was listening to us. She's like, you guys, where are you guys from? You don't sound like you're from Washington, right? And I'm like, no, we're from Canada. She's like, oh, where in Canada? And I said, Alberta. She's like, oh, hold on a sec. She goes and gets a little book. She comes back. She's like, you guys don't pay taxes here. So like, because we don't pay provincial sales tax in Alberta. So so she's like, tell everyone whenever you're here buying stuff that like that you're from Alberta, and like, you'll save a shit ton of money, right? And like, yeah, I thought that was badass, man.
So I know, like, if you know, Oregonians, if we go up there and we show ID, we won't pay sales tax. They won't make us pay the sales tax. But if you're from Washington, you do have to pay it.
Fuck Washington. Washingtonites? Washingtonians?
Washingtonians, yeah, I think that's what they are. So a lot of times, I live kind of by the border just south of it in Washington, and there's a ton of people. They'll come down from Washington to our Costco or even to buy cars just to avoid paying the sales tax.
Yeah, man. So what is it that you said you did again? You're like a crane operator on the trains?
Yeah, so all the big shipping containers, big aluminum shipping containers, we'd load those on and off the trains.
Like, you, like, at a port or what? Like, are you at the port?
It's in the middle of the state, but they come in and we unload them and we put them on the chassis, and the truck drivers come in and grab them, take them wherever they got to go, bring them back. We put them back on the train and they go, you know, wherever they need to go.
So you run one of those big giant ass yellow cranes that run.
Yep, exactly. That goes up and down the tracks. Yeah.
So are you like inside there? Like, are you in a thing up top, or do you run it with like the controls on the ground?
No, so there's a cab you get in, and then it raises up, you know, 30, 40 feet off the ground. Man. So you're actually in the crane going up and down.
Fucking the blue collar dad Brock from Seattle would be so pissed off at you right now if he heard that there was like a lift that takes you up. That dude's been scaling tower cranes for like.
That's wild. Yeah, the cab moves up and down. So, you know, we get in it and then little joystick, it raises us up. It's pretty nice.
That's badass, man. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dope. It's fun.
How long you been doing that for?
This November coming up will be 4 years.
4 years. Nice, man.
Do you
like a ticket or some shit to run that, or?
No, I trained myself in it.
Nice. Look at that. Nice.
Within like 9 or 10 months, I became a shift lead, you know, one of the leads telling other people what to do. And on the weekends I started training myself in it, you know, and then I went to my boss like, hey, sign me off, start paying me for it. And he watched me do. He's like, yeah, all right. So train myself in everything there.
Did yourself a little competency test?
Yeah.
You sound like you're too smart to be blue collar.
Oh, I promise you I'm not. Barely passed high school.
I love your videos, man. I love your videos. Like,
they're blue collar. Yeah, recently they just started popping off. It's nuts. Like, the amount is gone. Because I finally hit 10,000 followers probably like 3 or 4 months ago. Which in the States, we can start getting monetized on views once you hit 10,000 followers. And then, you know, I got a little bit. I made like $60. And then I got a notification that my account was demonetized for being underage, which, I mean, clearly I'm not. You know, I got grays in my beard, everything. And I was fighting with TikTok for 2 months every day, sending support tickets, sending pictures of my ID. Like, I get accidents happen, but, like, you're wrong at this point. Like, and then I didn't hear anything for 2 months. There was like, oh, there's nothing we can do. Once you get demonetized for that violation, we can't do anything about it. So I'm like, man, that sucks. And so I have another account, like my more private account for family and stuff. I was trying to build that back up. And then it was August 20th. I just had this feeling like I should just check on this other account. All of a sudden, it just let me back in like nothing happened. And then from August like 21st for like seven days, I got over like 5 million views in videos. Everything I was, you know, I have three of them that are close to 2 million views.
Nice.
A couple that are almost 3 million. So I made, you know, probably about $2,000 in the span of a week and a half, which is like,
yeah.
I'll take it.
Fuck yeah.
You know, views dipped a little bit since then, but still, it's nice to finally be making some money on it.
Have you thought about putting your content on Facebook at all?
I've thought about it. You know, I just started doing Instagram for it.
Yeah.
But Facebook's going to be the next one.
Fuck yeah, man. So as a Canadian, I don't make anything on TikTok, right? Like, we got screwed. We got Benjamin Netanyahu'd fucking, I was going to say Jude. Couldn't think of a fucking good way to say that. So I said, oh my God. So anyway, we get Jude out of the fucking monetization program on TikTok as Canadians. I get paid for my content on Facebook, though. And yeah, man, I've been getting, you know, I think last month was like a 9.2 million view month or something like that. But like the month before that was like 13 million views and then like a string of 10 million view months. And yeah, roughly I'm making like $2,000 to $3,000 a month on there now. That's
it's nice. You know, it's a nice little supplemental income.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, my views dipped down, which I kind of expected. You know, for whatever reason, TikTok, maybe they're saying sorry for, you know, banning me for being underage when I'm not, but.
Oh, they're probably, they throttled you way up.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I went from, like, 10,000 followers to, I think now I just hit 41,000 today on TikTok in, like, 2 weeks. It's insane. I had a company reach out to me that does, like, hiring for blue-collar stuff. They want to partner with me. And I was like, this is wild.
I love that, man. I love that. Have you seen Snuff Cups on fucking...
Yeah,
his ads? Man, I'm trying to get him on the podcast. But, like, I don't know how to get a hold of him. You can't find his email address anywhere. He doesn't, like, respond to comments. I'll find a way in one day. I want Snuff
Cups. He's blown up. I remember when he first started, you know, everyone was making fun of him. But he's everywhere. He's gotten big.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, it's taken me, I don't know, I'm on year 5 of making content now. My original Dick Frost Facebook page, you know, I got a little political on there, jokingly. right, having a little fun. So, but my page, so it got throttled way down, lots of a couple bans, right? So it's stuck at like 34.2k, right? So I started Dick Frost 2.0 like a year and a half later, and that's at, you know, 83k almost, and then, you know, 73k on Facebook or something like that, and the 55. I can't grow on fucking Instagram right now to save my life. Instagram's, you know, whatever Instagram's going through, it's annoying.
Yeah. You know, I've gotten lucky with Instagram. I think I started it last week, and I've just been flooded with followers. I think I'm like 7,500, yeah, something like that. Doing pretty, not bad, you know. But, yeah, it's good. I, for whatever reason, I got blessed with it blowing up, and I'm just going to ride it out, see where it goes.
It's all you, man, it's a wild ride, man. It's a lot of fun, right? Like, a lot of companies, you know, when they see on TikTok, they won't reach out to you on TikTok, right? They'll go looking for you other places. And like mostly Instagram, and then they'll be like, "Oh, he's on Instagram, okay." And that's where they'll reach out, right? And yeah, like that company you're working with, like you're partnering up with, they reach out to you. Where'd they reach out to you on?
On TikTok.
Oh, they reached out to you right on TikTok. Wow,
right on TikTok.
Fuck me, then. I didn't say shit. So we're gonna edit that part out.
But no, it's cool. You know, they left a comment on my videos, like, "Oh, we DM'd you," and they did, and they sent me an email, and like, "All right, you know, send me your media kit, what your rates are." Like, I've been doing this for like a week blown up. I don't know what any of that stuff is, you know, like, yeah. I'm new to it. I trust you guys.
I had no idea what a media kit was, and I had no idea when people were like, "Oh, what's your rate?" Well, what do you think is fair, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know, right? My wife had to go and make me a media kit, and then, you know, I started working with a couple other companies who gave me just, you know, this is how many followers you have, and this is what we're going to pay you. So then I go off that, and they're like, "Yeah, okay, that's fair. You know, that's more than fair." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, cool." Another company reached out to me asking me, it was a tire company, right? Like Tire Craft or whatever, reached out and asked me if I'd be interested in collabing with them, right? And I said, "Absolutely." And they're like, "Fuck, what are your prices?" I'm like, "Fuck, I'd do it for a set of winter tires, bro." Like, fucking throw me a set of winter tires. I even got an idea for a video right now, right? And he's like, "Okay, cool. Tell me the idea for the video, and I'll run it by the team and get back to you." So I'm waiting on them, and yeah.
Yeah, they reached out. I was like, "I don't know, whatever seems fair to you guys." And they're like, "Well, you know, this is kind of our first campaign, so it's kind of low. So it's, you know, this amount per video." I was like, "For one video?" They're like, "Yeah." I go, "Yeah, I'll take it. Like, sign me up."
What was the amount?
400.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, all day. I'll make a video. $400.
There's another company that reached out about laundry detergent or whatever, right? Like, they're like, I'm not going to say which one because it's a cool idea. That as soon as I got the idea, I was like, "Fuck, I know exactly what I'm going to do for that," right? Like, immediately. And yeah, it was $450, right? It was like, "Fuck yeah, man." Like, to make a 20-second video for $400, you know, fuck, I'm in, bro. Like,
yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, because this company specializes, I guess, in like blue collar hiring, helping blue collar guys. And yes, I'm blown up doing these blue collar interviews. There's easily I can fit that into one of my videos. You know?
100%, dude. Like, I keep getting calls, by the way, from fucking and texts from like spam texts and calls about like, "Hey, we're here. You're looking for work. Are you still interested?" and stuff, right? And I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" Right. So I called one of them back today and it just went to voicemail. And then they're like, "Hey, sorry, we missed you. Do you need work? We got work." And I just said, "Fuck off." Right. And I sent it back. And like, yeah, they haven't said anything back. They text me like 5 times a day right now.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. It's like, I'm starting to think it's you. No, like, here it is. Here. Do you still need work? No, I do not.
But yeah, it's wild. You know, I started getting accounts like impersonating me, like putting my own videos up. And, like, yeah,
that'll happen.
I've never dealt with this before. And I submitted something to TikTok, like, "Hey, they're impersonating me." And they're like, "Oh, there's no evidence of that." Like, yeah, but it's literally me. Like,
yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, lots of people have done that. So, like, there's a lot of accounts out there like that now. And they just add like an underscore or two underscores or whatever. So the name or like a different number.
You know, and take one letter out or something.
Yeah. So the one guy, man, fuck, good for him. He's getting some good views on the videos, you know, like, fucking good for you. I'm glad my face is helping you out, bro. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. My wife showed me one today and they have like almost 100,000 followers. I'm like, what the? How is that fair? Yeah.
Yeah. oh, people will know, right? Like, people will know who the real one is. You know, there's one out there right now that's asking people if they want to invest in crypto with me, or barrels of oil or other shit, or asking for financial advice. I'm like, yeah, that's not me, bro. You know, like, you know, don't take financial advice from me. That's for
damn. Yeah, I promise you I'm the last one you want to take financial advice from.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many credit cards I've racked up and not paid back, but here we are.
Yeah, we're in the same boat. You know, luckily making money now, we can chip away at that. But
yeah,
it's, I don't know, it's wild.
Yeah, man.
How it's wild going from, go ahead. It's just wild going from like nothing, no views, no followers, to blowing up in a couple weeks. I'm getting these offers, getting people impersonating me. You know, I throw little running jokes in my interview videos, and people are picking up on that and commenting on it. It's weird, like, having fans, you know, like people that pay attention. Oh, it's weird to get used to.
Wait until the gay guys start finding you, man. Have they found you yet?
No.
Oh, you're on Instagram. They're coming. They're coming, man. You got Snapchat?
No.
Oh, man, the gay guys are coming, bro. The gay – dude, when I – and then they'll offer you money to make you come too, you know, like, hey, it's happened. It's happened, man. A gay guy 2 years ago now, reached out. He's like, hey, man, he's like, would you like happen to have an OnlyFans account? And I'm like, no, I don't. That's a cash only venture. Right. And he's like, well, if I offered you $100, would you, you know, make me some private content? And I'm like, you throw a zero on that, man. And absolutely. He's like, that's a lot, but okay. Yeah, I'm in. I'm like, oh my God. So I sat on this for like fucking 3 weeks, and I told my wife about it. I'm trying to get my wife. I'm telling her about this, trying to get her to talk me out of it. She's sitting there talking me into it. Right. She's like, well, you know, right.
And here's the money.
Yeah. And he's like, man, he's like, I want a picture of you, you know, with your cock out and you're sticking out your coveralls and, you know, sitting in a porta potty jerking off, maybe in a crew truck, in your vac truck, you know? And I'm like, this dude, he underestimates my willingness to do
it. Bro, I do that for free almost every day. What are you talking about?
Man, I've done it in a porta potty, bro. You know, like, I am not against it. You know, when nature calls, it's time, right? I don't get to go home for weeks at a time, you know? So, like,
oh, sure.
I'm in a hotel room right now, right? Like, if I'm out on site, the porta potty's open, you know, hey, you gotta go, right? And, so yeah, I did put on a little bit of a performance for him, more than I needed to. He gave me a $400 tip on top of what he paid me, man. Fuck yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, then he sent me a picture of him and like a bunch of his gay buddies. There's like 10 of them watching the Super Bowl. He's like, we're all together watching the Super Bowl, but we're not here for the pigskin, right? And I'm like, oh shit, any of them guys want any videos too? Right? He's like, I'll ask around, and like he never got back to me, but one day I asked him how his day was, right? I keep in contact with him, right? You know, he's like a nice guy, right? Like a nice guy. So I keep in contact, and I'm like, hey, man, how's your day going? He's like, oh, good. You know, I went to work, got off work, went to the gym, blew my buddy in the stall, and I went home. I was like, what the?
Attaboy.
Yeah, man. Like, fucking dude, the internet's wild, man. It's coming. It's coming for you, man.
Yeah, I've never had anyone reach out, but I used to work in the heart of Portland here, which I don't know if you know anything about Portland, but it's a dumpster fire. I mean, drugs, homeless people everywhere. I was walking on the Taco Bell when I worked at a car dealership.
Did you go down to Taco Bell and get you a ball blast?
No, ball blast? Oh, I forgot about that video. So I'm walking down there, and this homeless guy pops out of a tent, thinking he's going to ask me for money. He goes, hey, man, if I give you $5, will you, you know, give me a little happy ending? I'm like, you're offering me that? Like, you're in a tent. I figured it'd be the other way around. He goes, so what do you say? I'm going to say no. I mean, you haven't showered at least, you know, be a gentleman about it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Fuck. There's this guy that was on my Snapchat for a long time. His name's ML. Don't know if he listens to the podcast. If he does, what up? Haven't seen you in a while. But so he kept sending me messages, right? Being like, hey, stud. Hey, what's going on? Good looking, right? And then he sent me, you know, snaps of him, like, you know, sucking penis and stuff like that. And
I'm
like,
as a gay guy does.
Sounds like a fucking great dude, right? And then he kept asking me for dick shots, right? And I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you my big shots, right? And like, you know, like no hi, no nothing. No, how are you today? Just send me a pic of that dick. Like, fuck you, man. Like, I'm not just some piece of meat here.
Right? Yeah, I know how women feel.
Yeah, what the fuck? Right. And then, you know, I deleted them, right? I'm like, fuck, I'm tired of this. Sometimes it just pisses me off, right? So then I add him back a couple months later. I add him back and he doesn't send anything for a long time, right? Doesn't. And one day I message him. I'm like, dude, you all right? You alive over there? And then right away, dick pic, right? Hit jerk off video. I'm like, fuck.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman.
Yeah, this time he's in his coveralls. He works at one of the oil sites in Fort Mac, stays in the camp. I'm pretty sure I know where he is. Look this dude up on fucking Facebook. Guy's married. Right? Like,
no.
Yeah, man. Like, shut up. Hey, sorry, ML, if I just fucking ratted you out, bro. But, like, you know, sorry.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, the internet's a wild place, man.
Yeah, so like my blue collar videos started popping off, the interview videos. I started getting a couple people comment like, oh, you should do one like a woman, blue collar woman interview. I was like, I got enough comments, like, all right, I'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I did one, and then, dude, people were so mad at it. I was like, this is what you guys were asking for. Like, I get not you guys specifically, but you can't win, I guess.
What did it say? I don't think I seen that one.
It was just dumb, you know, it was pretty much just women being emotional, but more along the lines of men underestimating women, because blue collar women in the fields, like, they're tough. Like, they're manlier than half the men I work with, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then it's one of my interviews with the dude ones is like, how do you eat a banana on the job site? You know how guys are. And then a woman's like, oh, these are sexist questions. You should have asked a woman how they eat bananas on the job site. Like, I'm not touching that, dude. That would have been way more blowback on that one. I'd had a guy on multiple videos, like, oh, you should do one interviewing a Mexican. I was like, I don't know, I might get in trouble. He goes, oh, man, if you do it, and then the accent you do will be funny, too. Go, you want me to do a Mexican accent on it, too? Dude, my account would get deleted so quick. There's no way I'm touching that.
Oh, well, you never know, man. You got to go boldly go where no man's gone before, right?
Yeah,
you know,
I guess.
You know who Justin Trujillo is?
Yeah, isn't that you guys' president, prime minister, whoever it is?
Yeah. So I think that's him. Yeah, I had him on the podcast last summer. Fucking love that guy's TikTok account, man. Like, I've definitely taken quite a few of his video ideas and made them. And then I felt really bad about it. But then you go over to his and, like, there's times where, like, I go over there and I'm like, hey, this video seems familiar. He's taken my video, right? And, like, we talked about it. He's like, yeah, I've definitely taken a few of yours. Yeah,
I came across one, or I think someone sent it to me, of someone doing the same exact thing, like, word for word, my little, you know, side comments on it. And it was kind of off-putting at first. I was like, dude, that's, you know, but I have to get used to it being social media. People are going to do it, you know?
Well, that's the whole point of TikTok, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you don't even have to tag the person anymore. You know, if you do one of my videos, I take that as a compliment, right? Like, fuck yeah, I had a good enough idea where you wanted to take that. And there's people that don't follow you that follow me that, you know, would want to see that too, right? And, like, if I tag you in it, yeah, maybe they'll go see you, right? So, like, that's, you know, I like doing that shit, right? I like, you know, the blue collar side of TikTok, very competitive, right? Very,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's so many people, but we're all happy for each other, right? We're all, like, pumped up, and we're all like, yeah, that's fucking funny, man.
Yeah, I mean, we know what it's like to work blue collar. We know how hard we work all day, so yeah. Seeing someone succeed is just great.
Yeah, like, man, I've had so many people on the podcast that don't even work anymore. They've been able to get out of the field because of their content, and, like, man, that's so good for you, man. You know, that's exciting, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was cool when I saw you followed me, because at the time you had the most followers of someone who followed me. This is wild. And, you know, a couple bigger ones, but it's definitely cool, you know, meeting people on there that I never would have normally.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's cool.
Hell yeah, man. Who's the biggest one that follows you now?
I think he goes by Blue Collar George.
I love Blue Collar George. He was on the podcast last Christmas.
Oh, was he?
That guy.
His videos are so funny, dude.
Fucking so funny, man. I love Blue Collar George, man. And the best part about it is, man, he's such, like, a down-to-earth, chill guy.
Is he?
Like, man, he makes the videos. Have you ever watched his live streams?
Yeah.
Man, chaos.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
Wild. I love blue collar George. He does it for the mental health, right? He mm-hmm. does it because, you know, mental health is huge, and we all know.
Oh, yeah.
That, and you know, we're all struggling, and you know, so he does it for that, right? The guy's you know, been on the end of the bottle more than once or twice, and he doesn't want to go back there, right?
Yeah, so for sure.
Yeah.
Solid. So yeah, I've DM'd him a couple times. We've talked back and forth, and he seems like a super cool dude.
Yeah, man, he's fucking. I love that guy, man. You got to get yourself a sunglasses fucking company to reach out. I think that's like the pinnacle of how you know you've made it. Don't go to Too Savage though. Fuck yeah. That. Like Too Savage will reach out to a guy with 700 followers and like no likes or no views and shitty ass content. And, man, you got to go with like. Six Point or Heat Waves or fucking something, you know. You don't go to Too Savage. But if I can get
one to reach out that has prescription sunglasses, because I wear glasses, I'd be all in.
Heat Waves does prescriptions. Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm with Heat Waves and I'm with Six Point. Yeah, man,
that's awesome.
Dude, man, I'll put you on a Six Point. Six Point's pretty amazing, and I'm pretty sure Six Point has prescriptions as well. Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Dude, so how did you come up with your, like, how did you start the blue collar interviews? Like, what made you want to do that? You know, like.
I don't even know. At first, the first couple were just, like, super stereotypical blue collar stuff. You know, nicotine, caffeine. Something I know that all blue collar guys would relate to in some way. And it was right after I got my account back monetized. I didn't even think anything of it. I was like, I got to put out, because the videos to be monetized have to be 60 seconds. It's like, I gotta find, which is a lot harder than it seems. You know, when you actually start recording it, you know, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a fire video. And I look, it's like 34 seconds. Like, I gotta start filling this in with something else. I was like, you know, whatever, I'm at work, I'll just record something real quick. And I posted it. And by the end of 24 hours, it was like 200,000 views. I think that first one's at like 1.8 million now. But I think like part three and four are close to 3 million. And again, I think that was TikTok pushing them out a lot. Because the last couple were like 100,000, which I'm still not complaining about. Like, that's a pretty decent video, you know?
Yeah, man.
But I don't know. The hardest part at this point, because I think I've done 11 of them, is just coming up with more ideas. I'm like, you know, I'm just wringing this towel dry. As long as TikTok's paying bills for me, I'll keep doing it. If this is what TikTok wants to see, I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, dude. Like, they're funny. They're funny as fuck. I had something similar, like, pop up in my head last year. But it was blue collar therapy. Right.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I was laying in the work trailer on the couch that's in there, and you know, I was just sounds coming up with like just funny sounds that, you know, they made sense, and it's one of them was like, you know, we could literally hire anybody, but we keep going back to the same old assholes over and
oh
over,
yeah,
rehiring, right? And the sound was like that. We could literally have anything for supper. But we keep going back to Penne, right? And yeah, and there's that one. And then there was that scene from Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. It's like, we next, Clyde. We next, you know? Like, you know, this is it for us. We getting out of here in a box. We next, right? Yeah, it's just like, you know, when you jump into blue collar work for, you know, that 5-year plan and like you're 30 years in, right?
Oh,
and,
yeah. You're stuck once you get in, at least most of us, you know?
Yeah, I did two or three of those. They did all right. The first video and the second one did the best. The third one, not so much. It's just constantly trying to find the sounds for them, right? And, you know, right now, fuck, being this far north with hardly any service during the day, I can't find anything, right? So, like, but that all changed because, you know, the podcast, and I'm excited for this. This is the very first episode of the podcast I'm recording on my Starlink, right?
There you go.
Do I look good? Do I sound good?
You look great.
Glitchy? Am I like doing the
no? It's smooth as butter.
Yeah, smooth. That's great, man. You know, shout out to Tracy Chabot from Chabot Resource Management. He's a consultant in the oil patch, and he listens to the podcast, and he loves the fact that, you know, I'm pro mental health. You know,
I'm
suffering myself. I was recently diagnosed over the last like 8 months with borderline personality disorder.
Oh man,
like a lot of trauma happened in my younger years, and you know, I didn't realize I have this huge mommy hole in my heart, right? And fucking it's there. And, you know, it kicked my ass this year. You know, it fucking kicked my ass. And I go to therapy, and BetterHelp sponsored the podcast for 3 months. And yeah, man, it was great. And he's like, how do I get my guys talking about mental health, right? He's like, nobody wants to talk about it. You know, we're blue collar men. You know, we're told to suck it up. And the manliest thing you can do is ask for help. And
absolutely.
A reaching hand out, right? And yeah, so he thought, you know, like, man, that's great. I love that. And I was recording in a couple spots where the cell service was shit. And I talked about how I'm looking to do a Starlink. And Mr. Shabo, he sponsored the podcast with a Starlink, and it's hanging out in the window over there, and I'm pumped, dude. So
that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked.
You know, it's cool seeing people so outspoken on mental health, especially in blue collar. Like, yeah. You know, people just see we make the jokes about it, because I mean that's how most of us cope. You know, because it takes a toll on you. It really does. You know, I don't travel. I live 15 minutes from where I work. But still, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, the railroad, we work holidays. So if our day lands on, you know, Christmas, we're there. Yep, you know, that's hard. That's hard with kids, because, you know, they're supposed to wake up Christmas morning. And how do we navigate that where, you know, I want to be there when they open the gifts from Santa.
Yep.
And so, you know, that takes a toll. And it's cool seeing people really speak out about it and be more honest.
You know, I love that, you know, my wife. In this day and age, it is hard to live off of one income. You need.
My wife just went back to work for that same thing.
Yeah, and you know what? My wife, I've made it so she doesn't have to work. She can stay home and take care of the kids. And you know, yeah, that takes a lot out on me, because you know I got to work that much more, and I got to mm-hmm. you know, find that blue collar physical shit that just right. And yeah, that sometimes means working holidays and Christmases, like. Missing birthdays and like that. And that's tough. But, you know, I've always managed to figure out a way to be home around their birthday so we can, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have a party here. If we have to have a birthday party a week before or a week after, we will. If we have to celebrate Christmas a week before or a week after, we will. And, you know, so I haven't had to work too many Christmases, but like there's been some where I've had to work before I had kids. And yeah, it's hard. That's difficult, man. At first, you're just like, yeah, I got this. Yo, I'm a man, right? Christmas morning comes and it fucking hits you, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting there. Luckily, my wife has been super accommodating, super helpful, and knows how important it is for, you know, the dad to be there for him. So the last couple of Christmases, she took the kids to her parents' house on Christmas Eve, stayed the night, and then after I got off work on Christmas, I would go pick them up, and then we'd go home, and then they'd still see the presents under the tree. And it's just tough finding ways to do that, but, you know, we make it work and do what we have to do.
You gotta, right? And, yeah, man, I worked on a vac truck for 7 years, and I was gone for 6 months at a time. In 2 years, oof. I spent 20 days at home, right? It was hard.
That's wild.
Hard. You look, and you work like fucking 40. I've worked like 40 hours straight and 20 hours straight, and it's just like it's hard, right? And you and when you're in for 6 months, you have a bad day in the first week or two, and you look ahead, and there's still fucked 5 months, 5.5 months of this shit, and you're just losing on everything. And, you know, looking back on my BPD, you know, like you split on certain people or even objects. And, you know, I saw a post the other day that said, once you learn how to describe, once you learn what your feelings are, it's easier to describe them.
Yeah.
Right. And back then, man, I didn't know what I was going through, man, but definitely fucking sad, mm-hmm. definitely upset, mad. Just emotional, right? And fucking yeah, dude. And now, you know, last September I got where I work in the winter now. I'm sitting on the road crew here, and I get a text from my new boss, who was actually on TikTok but not anymore, King Benny, or Benny Canuck, or you know, whatever name he decided to go by that fucking month. But yeah he changed it a lot. He's like, hey man, what are you doing? You want to come work for me this winter? And I'm like, what's the job, man? And the money was right. It was a 20 and 10 schedule. I was in for 20, out for 10, straight day shift. No more than 12, no less than 12. You know, I was able to have a work-life balance. You know, the podcast, it was founded on, hey, man, you free in 20 minutes? Because that's all I got. You know,
yeah.
I don't know when I'll be free again next. And never missing an episode in 2 years. Based on that schedule. right? And now, you know, I can tell you, hey, man, you free next week at 8 p.m., right? Because I know I'll be free, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that, dude. And it's been a fun, incredible run. This podcast has been, you know, my baby, right? So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And so at home right now, too, I actually recently set up. I bought a new computer chair, a new desk. I got a little shelf. I got the podcast, a neon light sign for my podcast. It says On the Throne. And then an on-air sign. I've had it for a month, and I've yet to record in there. I've been home a couple of times, but, like, no one's been available in that. Like, you know, no one's been available in the, or free around that time I needed to record it. I just can't wait until I'm home and someone's like, hey, I'm free. Let's go, right? I can record in that office. So, yeah.
Yeah, take that next step, a little more professional, a little – that'll be sick. I'm looking forward to seeing that one whenever you, you know, get around to it.
I'm pretty pumped, man. I'm pretty stoked, you know, like – you never know where this podcast is going to end up, recording in whenever, you know, an episode pops up. You never know if I'm in a hotel room. You never know if I'm in the backseat of a crew truck. You never know if I'm in a shed somewhere or a camp room or, you know, in my new podcast studio coming up here soon, right? You never know where it's going to be. And, you know, there are times in the hotel room where I've had a hard time. There's not been a table that I could record at. I've had to record on an iron board a couple times, right? We call those the iron board sessions. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I mean, you do what you got to do, but it seems like it's popping off. It's doing good. I'm happy for you, dude.
Yeah, man. It's been a lot of fun, dude. You know, it originally started out just, you know, just as something to do to try out. And you know, it evolved multiple times, right? Like, you know, I went from wanting to talk to just oil field guys to let's do blue collar in general, right? And let's make it a, like a blue collar guide to like, hey, if you're looking to get into blue collar, you know, I talk to guys from all different, you know, industries. Which one do you want to work in? Listen, here you go. If you're already in blue collar, you want to jump around. Where do you want to go? Right. What is it going to take for you to get there? I've talked to welders, iron workers, crane operators, you know, carpenters, framers, mm-hmm. you know, and all that shit. And yeah, man, and it's evolved a lot, you know, and I've had, you know, it's an outlet, but it's also, you know, I like to talk, right? So yeah. I get to know people. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. You know, I see a lot of people commenting on my videos, especially on TikTok, like, you know, I want to get in the blue collar, how do I do it? It's really not that hard, you know, just figure out you don't need trade school for all of them. I didn't. You know, I worked at car dealerships before this, and I just applied and, you know, worked my way up, started as just driving around the containers and, you know, made leads, started training myself in equipment, and, you know, I'm here now, so.
How do I get into blue collar? Can you count to three?
Yeah, it's watch my interview videos. I promise you it's not that hard.
Do you have – how many DUIs do you have?
Someone keeps commenting that, yeah.
Yeah, how many DUIs do you have? How many times have you been divorced? And what do you pay a month in child support?
That's a good, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I have people comment like, oh, this guy's just overreacting, you know, over exemplifying it. And then other like actual blue collar workers, like, I promise you, this is how it really is. Like all these, they're stereotypes for a reason. They're all true.
Oh yeah. How many gas station sandwiches do you eat a week? You
know, yeah. Like, what's your favorite gas station? Everyone has one, you know.
Co-op in Arcola, Saskatchewan. And, like, you know, if I'm going, we went down to, where did we go? We went to Ontario. We drove to Toronto, but we went through the U.S. Through the U.S. We went, North Dakota, Wisconsin, all that shit a few months back in May. And we had to go through Saskatchewan. And I'm like, all right, well, going through Arcola adds, like, 10 minutes to our trip. Like, we're going through Arcola. My wife's like, what's in Arcola? I'm like, oh, you're about to be fucking mind-blowing, bro. You know, like, it, you know, we were down there. The last time I was there before that was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. And I spent like $1,000 a week at that gas station.
Dang.
You know, it was like, yeah, it was like, oh, shit. You know, like, it wasn't smart by any means. But, like, you just walked into a gas station, you know, and you're like, holy shit, this is a cool gas station, you know?
You just stick with it.
And like, I don't know if you have any Mavericks in Washington.
Mm.
No. I know there was one in Idaho when I was there. I know when I go to the U.S., I saw a Maverick, and I'm like, that gas station looks kind of cool. I'm going in to take a look. My wife's like, what's the obsession with gas stations? Come on in. Come explore. You never know what you're
going to. It's like Disneyland for us blue collar guys.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like I found, we ended up finding a, tropical storm rain energy. Mm-hmm. Right. We don't have those in Canada. We don't have we have rain, but we don't have the tropical storm. And a new flavor. I'm like, holy shit. So we bought one and 300 milligrams of caffeine. Canada's topped off at 180. We don't have
180.
180 is,
man, that's terrible.
No, it's a good thing. Right. So
yeah, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. We bought one on our way home. Right. We get across we're drinking it. We're like, fuck, this is good. Right. And we share it and we're just both wired driving. Right. We're like, whoa, you know, like, and we're like, shit, we need to find these. So everywhere we go, you know, none in Canada. So we went to Idaho. We found, we got a couple cases of them.
Like, there you go.
We brought them home. I just had a 300 milligram one this morning and I ran a half marathon. I never drank a 300 one by myself, right? I'm always sharing it with my wife. So
that's wild. Yeah. Cause we can also make money here on TikTok through the TikTok shop, you know, selling products and you get commission. And I got sent this sample. They're caffeine pouches.
Oh, shit.
You know, yeah. And they're 125 milligrams each pouch. So I driving to work, I put one of those in, drink one of those 300 milligram rains. I am buzzing. I'm flying. I am ready to work. You know, then the crash happens and, you know, I'm dogging out and then you just drink more. But
yeah, man, I never drank coffee or energy drinks until last summer. I've been doing the blue collar thing since I was 11, bro. And I've never drank coffee or had energy drinks. To discover that, you know, holy shit, when I start feeling like sluggish, I can just reach into my bag and grab a can of go-go juice.
You're good to go.
Fucking incredible, dude. I know now when I don't have a coffee in the morning or an energy drink during the day, I get a headache, right? I'm like, oh my
God. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, right? And then, you know, I just go and I go and I get one, right? It's like, oh shit, what's this doing to my brain, right? What's it doing to my insides, you know?
Yeah, I used to be on nicotine pretty bad. I was able to stop that. You know, I was like, this is getting expensive, but the caffeine headaches is worse than the nicotine. I swear by it. Caffeine is a whole other beast.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife, I don't know if you got the Monster Rehabs down there.
Yeah.
The yellow one, the tea, iced tea one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wife's favorite. That's my wife's go-to, right? If I want to get some when I go home, I stop at the store, I grab her a couple of those, and I'm like, babe, I'm home, right? And she's like, pants down, let's go, right? Yeah, that's exactly how it goes, right? And, yeah, she fucking loves those ones. I know a couple months ago before I left to come back to work, I stopped at the grocery store the night before. I grabbed her a week's worth of them. I grabbed her seven, and I'm like, one for every day of the first week that I'm gone. You know, just so you know that I'm here, right? You know, it's true love, babe, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. She didn't even last a week, and she was driving out to come and see me, you know? She's
dang.
Babe, I'm here, you know?
Like, ready to go.
Yeah, I got her. I don't even see my post. The other, it was on Facebook? It was on Facebook. It had like 10,000 fucking likes and like a fuck ton of shares and maybe like $200 on Facebook. But I got home from days off. I bought my wife some flowers and I stopped at Dairy Queen and got her a Blizzard. And I walked in the door and I just snapped a picture of it and I posted. I'm like, it started with the flowers, guys. I got home. I brought her flowers and a Blizzard, and I gave her a respectable wienering. The next morning, I get up, I run to the store, get us a coffee. She gives it to me again, and now I'm eating bacon and eggs in bed. It started with the flowers and the Blizzard, right? And nothing but women like that post. Like, I gained, like, probably 6,000 followers off that. All women.
That's all wild. Women.
This man knows how to treat his woman. Right. And they're tagging their husbands in it. And I'm like, man, my wife would fucking tell you different, you know? Like, shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, do you know what viscosity is?
The like thing with liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
It's like a fluid's resistance to flow, right?
Yeah.
And where I'm going with that is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman. This is the podcast longest running sponsor, right? Like since episode 14, the guy has been incredible. So, you know, for all your drilling fluid and laboratory testing equipment needs, you know, the Mudman deals in the thickness of your load. How thick is your load, Mark?
It's pretty respectable.
Yeah, how old are you?
30.
30. You're not there yet. I'm 36, okay? 36? Am I 36? I'll be 37 in February. Man, no, you'll never be. Men in their mid-30s have the thickest loads that they'll ever have or have had to this point, right? It's just something about in your mid-30s, you produce some zinc and just your loads are huge, right? It's insane. And I've noticed it. I take zinc now too, which makes it even more so. And the Mudman dude, he's shout out to that guy. He hooked the podcast up with headphone and microphone when I needed it the most. And then last summer, he hooked us up. He got me off the phone. I was recording on my phone, and he bought me a MacBook Pro. And now, man, we record on the MacBook Pro and
wild
do all the editing. Dude, incredible guy.
That's awesome. What was his name? I'll have to check him out.
The Mudman. I've tagged him a couple times on Instagram. He's on Instagram, The Mudman.
I'll give him a lookout.
Yeah, man. www.mudmanmarket.com.
That's awesome.
Solid fucking guy.
That's dope. That's dope.
Hell yeah, man. So where do you see your content going? Like, we got any big plans for it? Like, and does your employer think it's okay? Like, are they cool with it?
As far as I know, they're not 100, like my coworkers know, but we're not supposed to have phones, you know, out on the yard, all this stuff. So I guess I'll cross that when it comes to it, but I plan on keep making it, you know, hopefully gain a little more traction. And I'd like to consistently make enough to where my wife doesn't have to go back to work. You know, she just started, but I think it was her first day going back to work. We were texting back and forth, and then it was weird because that's when I got the notification I could start making money again. And then it started blowing up like, this is weird timing. So, you know, I'll give it a couple months, see if I can keep up with it and see where it goes from there.
What does your wife do?
She just starts Allstate insurance.
Oh, shit. Retire her, man. We don't need any more insurance brokers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, she's making good money doing that. But I'd like, you know, then and day her be able to stay home again. You know, for well, especially since I won't be able to make it to everything with the kids, it'd be nice if she can.
Was she off on maternity leave?
No, so she hasn't worked in probably about a year. Oh, I guess a little over a year, close to 2 years when she was about halfway pregnant with the twins that we just had. But then she didn't work before that. And so it's nice when she can stay home with the kids. So that's the end goal. You know, if I still have to work and make it, that's fine. I've been working, you know, but
yeah,
back to where she can stay home is the goal.
I'm trying to get my wife pregnant again right now. What did you eat or drink to get twins?
It was just a freak thing that happened. I cussed out that nurse when she told us. I was going through it all because we already had three kids at that point, you know, and so she got pregnant. The whole time she goes, we have five now. Yeah.
You're 30 and have, man, good for you. It's got to be something in the water in that area, you know, like
something. Because when she was pregnant, she kept joking, like, watch, we're going to have twins. Don't even put that out there. Like, stop. She goes, I keep having dreams. I'm having twins. You know, both of her grandparents recently passed away before that. She goes, I keep having dreams. You know, grandpa's bringing me one. Grandma's bringing me the other. I was like, shut up. When we walk into the appointment to find out, she goes, you ready to go see the twins? It's like, you need to stop that right now. And then the ultrasound tech was like, all right, you're hoping for a boy or a girl. And I was just joking. Like, I'm just here to make sure there's one. And she puts the Doppler thing on the stomach and immediately pulls it up. She goes, so I was like, what? She puts the thing back on her stomach. She goes, you see those two black circles? I was like, shut the fuck up. And the nurse is like, she started laughing and then crying. And then I was laughing and crying. I was mad. It was wild. I mean, looking back, I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, I can't imagine having just one of them now. But at the time, it was like going from three to five kids like that. It was hard to accept.
Hell, fuck, my. So they're a year old?
Just hit 10 months. October will be a year.
Man, my youngest just started kindergarten this week.
Our 5-year-old just started kindergarten, but our oldest is 9.
Yeah, my oldest is going to be 8 here in a month.
Yeah, we had our first when I was 21, and so we were young.
Oof. But yeah, we had our first, so 8, I think I was like 28, something like that. My wife and I have been together Well, you guys have been together a long time, I guess. How long have you guys been together?
10, 11 years.
Nice, nice. Yeah, my wife and I have been together 20 years this year. 20?
Good for you guys.
19. I think 19 maybe this year. 19, we've been married for 13 this year, though.
There you go.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun, you know. Find the woman that, you know, can put up with your bullshit and you want to put up with hers. And, yeah, I don't – do you listen to Theo Von?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Jim Norton is?
Mm-hmm.
He just did a podcast with Jim Norton. And Jim Norton, I don't even know, he's married to a transvestite.
I didn't know that.
Transgender. He's married to a transgender woman. And he's like, yeah, man, well, when I look at her penis, I see a man. But when I, like, you know, when you talk to her, right, it's very much a woman's brain, right? And he's like, it's wild, you know. I just connected with her. Fucking Theo's like, she got a big one or what? And then he's like, well, I didn't pay $100,000 for an immigration lawyer to get a small dick, right? And like, it's just like, what the fuck? And then he shows Theo on a picture of it. He's like, man, you got yourself a tall pussy, right? Like, a long, tall pussy, right? He's like,
that's,
yeah,
wild.
Man, hit you in the face, right? Like, you
know?
Dang. Yeah.
That's like, nuts.
Yeah, man, that's fucking crazy, man. I was listening to that podcast today, dude. It's fucking, yeah, man, that's wild.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Do you know who Corey Rockwell is?
Mm-mm.
Corey Rockwell is an underground miner in Nevada. He might be somewhere else now. I had him on the podcast, and he recently got to go record with Theo Von, right? Theo Von invited a blue-collar guy onto his podcast.
That's awesome.
Right? Like, man, he's like, man, I'll shout you out. Dude, that's insane. You got
that's
to
nuts.
Go, right? Like, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? One blue-collar guy wins, we all fucking win, right? That means our shit is being seen and heard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah, man. Dude, I don't want to keep you too much longer, brother. But you did say, you know, you've been doing this for four. What did you do before the crane work?
So I worked at car dealerships.
Okay.
That's that
stealing people's money. Gotcha. Nice.
No, I wasn't a car salesman. I worked in the parts department. I despise the car salesman. Those guys, hearing how they talk about people, like when the customers aren't there, just solidified it more. They are snakes. They are the worst.
What is some shit you heard?
Dude, they were just talking about, like, you know, getting people to co-sign, and one was like, well, it's this guy's granddaddy. He's only going to be alive, you know, a couple more months. And go, oh, it doesn't matter. Get him to sign quick. You know, like, unreal stuff. Just knowingly putting people in bad situations, you know, financially, and they didn't care as long as that check cleared. It was rough.
I recently wrote my car off back in April, May, June, because it was my daughter's last day of school. So it was June. I wrote my car off. I was going through a green light. A woman was at this really bad intersection that shit happens at all the time. And someone waved her through in the line that was turning. And they waved her through not knowing that I was there. And I fucking T-boned her. 2 seconds later, she would have hit my daughter, right? I was already pissed. I would have been so
much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? That car, I was a year in on a high, it wasn't high interest, actually. I was a year in on like a top heavy loan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was like, I'm trying to rebuild my credit. Right. And so I write this car off. I'm so fucking mad about it. Right. But I wanted to get out, and I was starting to like get really mad at her. I was getting I had a little attitude at first. And then I could tell she was shaking, and she was like having a panic attack. And she's like, I have panic attacks. And I'm like, yeah, I calmed down, and I'm like, hey, that's what insurance is for. We're good, right? You're good. We're good. My daughter's like in the back seat, like a fucking little chihuahua. Let me at her. Let me at her. Right. My youngest fucking comes running out from, cause it happened a block away from my house. My youngest comes with her mom fucking out of the alleyway. Did you give her the finger? Did you give her the finger? And I'm like, hey, fucking go away, right? it was funny. My oldest daughter didn't have to go to school that day, and she took advantage of it. We let her have her tablet. I felt bad, right? We let her have her tablet, and she milked that shit. I watched
her. Oh, yeah.
She's like, do I have to go to school today? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay, can I have my tablet? Like, have whatever you want.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Can I watch YouTube? Yeah, do whatever you want on there, right? And she had this big smile on her face, this big shit-eating grin. Anyway, fucking, I got fucked so hard from that. Like, you know, for something that wasn't my fault, I felt like I was being punished. Yeah. Insurance was good until they weren't. They gave me a rental van, and they're like, when we offer you the settlement, you have 2 days to return that, right? They gave me a settlement that was 16, almost 15 grand less than what I had owing. I was like, fuck. And then I had gap coverage, gap insurance,
yeah.
Which the salesman, I did not know this. I signed the gap coverage with him. He conned me into, when I signed it a year and a half prior, it was like, this gap coverage is void if you don't buy your next vehicle off us. Right. So, yeah. So, and now because, you know, the insurance put their money in, the gap coverage wasn't going to go until I signed on the dotted line for another car. So all the bank saw was, hey, you owe us this money. And, you know, like, yeah, it's written off, but you owe us this money and they're only covering this much. So basically, they wouldn't give me another loan for another car because I had this giant loan out already, right?
That's so wild.
I put in this fucking other vehicle at a stupid high interest rate, fucking with some other bank for a vehicle that I don't even want, right? Fucking, well, it ended up being one that, you know, it works well for us and our family, right? Soon as I fucking signed for that, they put the rest of the money in for the gap. The bank clears out my top loan. And then I start getting fucking offered credit cards from banks. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Like, what is this? You know, like,
that's nuts,
dude. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, the whole system is just dumb. There was one time when like other dealerships I worked at, I was driving. My wife still gives me crap for it. We had a car. We're only paying like $150 a month on it. We were young at the time. It was like 22, 23. And the salesman, it was the end of the month. They were trying to make car sales. Like, oh, just come in here. You know, we can get you in a brand new car, same payment, all this stuff. Like, sounds good. I didn't even talk to my wife about it. You know, I came home that day with a new car. And that thing was just, it was like almost $200 more a month. But at the time, I was just like, oh, sign. Yeah, we can make it work. And it was a hell of a thing to try and get out of when we wanted to try and downsize and scale back our bills. Yeah, they are predators, and they know how to get you.
Oh, dude, 100% they do. Yeah, fuck, man. I can't believe they offered me credit cards after that, though. Like, here's this super high interest rate because you owe this bank so much money now, right? And then I get out of it, they pay that back, and they're like, by the way, your credit score really good. You know, like, oh, yeah, fuck you guys, you know? Yeah, fuck. Stupid.
That's terrible.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Brother, where can people find you on the socials? What's your social media handles?
I don't even know what the one on Instagram is. On TikTok. Yeah, Instagram, I think it's just my name. I'd have to look. I just made it, you know, but TikTok, I think it's RipCityTCG.
RipCityTCG. Okay.
Because yeah. Cool. It started out, I'm kind of a nerd. I'm just really into Pokemon cards. And so it started out as like a Pokemon card account, and I was like, this sucks. I don't know how to do this. And then I started doing more work stuff, and I started getting a little more, so I kind of transitioned. I can't figure out how to change it. But, yeah, I think just TikTok and Instagram is all I got right now.
You ever play Pokemon Go?
Oh, I still do.
I still
did it before I hopped on this podcast.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Dude, so many – Pokemon Go is taking me so many crazy spots and so many – like, I almost got shot by a farmer once. Took me to his fucking house, and he sees this random car coming up. He's like, ah, Martha, grab the gun. Them stupid kids are back again. You know? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have made that joke. There is some bad shit that went down here regarding that a couple years ago. Boy died, you know?
That's wild.
Yo, hey, you don't fucking go on a farmer's property and cause trouble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You get what you pay for. You subscribed, and now you're gonna get what you subscribe to, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think I'm gonna hop off, help my wife, you know, make dinner, right. And get the kids ready.
All right, man. I got one question. One last question for you there. So Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people, right? Up on the Rock. If you had your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspired to be here, that have inspired you, who would they be and why?
Oh, that's a good one.
Fuck yeah.
I think number one would probably be Johnny Cash.
Oh.
I used to play in like a rock band, as a kid. And I don't know, Johnny Cash was always super inspirational to me. He kind of turned his life around. He was going down a bad path.
You watched Jim Jeffries' stand-up special?
Hmm?
Have you watched the new Jim Jeffries stand-up special on Netflix? Mm-mm. No, two-limb palsy? You fucking butts Johnny Cash up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. Man, I don't know. I never really thought about that, who I would put. Probably Kurt Cobain, another musician.
Past 27. Good for you.
Yeah, I checked that off my list. Honestly, I'd probably put my dad on there too. I know he's not famous, but it kind of got to. He
don't have to be famous.
Growing up, it was one of those things. I think every dude goes through it. You don't want to be anything like your dad growing up, and then you grow up like, man, dude, I'd be happy if I could be like he was. I don't know. I might leave that last spot open.
Damn. That's why there's only four people up on that rock anyways. It's left open for more,
But, yeah.
Hey, that's poetic.
Yes, sir. Well,
brother, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. I appreciate it. It's just part of what I'm building here, and thanks for being a part of it.
I appreciate you having me on. It's my first podcast, so it was pretty dope.
Yeah, I popped your cherry, bud.
Hope you did.
Hope you don't bleed all over the kitchen tonight, man.
I'll do my best not to.
Drag your ass across the floor like a dog,
Hell yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on. And hey, Mark, stay frosty, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You can't hear it, but the music is playing.